Welcome to Money Gurus. I'm Matt Jodoff. We're looking for voices who bring practical insights, real case studies, and actionable strategies that help our viewers strengthen profitability, improve financial systems, and lead their business with confidence. We want to hear your story and help share it with a national audience. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television.
Welcome to Money Gurus. I'm your host, Harsh Jodoff. Most entrepreneurs spend countless hours tracking cash flow, optimizing operations, and increasing profitability, but they overlook one of the biggest assets driving business performance, which is their own health. Today's guest is Dr. Raquel Yaro. She's a functional health practitioner and founder of Rockin' Health. She works with professional men and women who have achieved success in their careers, but find themselves sacrificing their health in the process. Through root cause health strategies and mindset transformation, Dr. Raquel helps people regain their energy, clarity, confidence, and ability to perform at the highest level. Now, Dr. Raquel, welcome to Money Gurus.
You have an
amazing story as a chiropractor, small business owner that led up to founding Rockin' Health. We would love to hear about your journey and inspiration to launch your company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the whole life chiropractic one actually stemmed from, it was born out of pain is basically where that one came from. I had had a daughter and she had passed away and I was working at a different chiropractic office and I just felt in my heart, I needed to do something different. I needed to work with people in a completely different setting or different environment and just coming from a different perspective versus where they were at. It was just two different flows. There was nothing right or wrong with either of them. I just had an experience where I needed to do something different. So from that, I chose to open up my chiropractic office. And I even had like a lot of the symbols, the butterflies, and my phone number 7600 because that was her birthday, July 6th. So a lot of stuff was in memory of her. So I poured a lot of, it was my healing journey. And so then when people would come in, it was about helping them heal. And what's happened is over time, the healing journey, that was the chiropractic end. But then as my own healing has progressively went on, and honestly, it still kind of stems from what kind of all happened with her. But I had to start diving deeper into my own health. And so that's where functional medicine started coming because I needed deeper answers. Chiropractic was amazing, but I needed to do another level of deepness. And so then I got more into functional medicine for my body to heal. And that's where Rockin' Health became born. I knew that I had to work with people in a different capacity because chiropractic takes care of one thing, but if people aren't recognizing that they have to shift their lifestyle, shift their beliefs, shift their mindsets, they're never going to create the life and the career and the businesses that they want. And then just recently, my third step in my evolution of my businesses was I learned breakthrough. So I've learned NLP, QTT, quantum time healing, hypnosis, and that took my healing again to an even deeper level because there was also that emotional trauma of losing your daughter, the emotional trauma of all the different other things that have happened in my life. And just even just like me wanting to have a better career, me wanting to elevate my life and take my business to a whole different level. Because many entrepreneurs or business owners or even managers out there, eventually they feel like they're always hitting their head on a ceiling. And I felt like I was always hitting my head against ceilings and walls and these things. And I'm like, why can't I get further? What's keeping me from that? And I had to look at my own thought processes. What was actually going on in my own head? What limiting beliefs, what parts of me weren't integrating? And I had to actually break through a lot of that in order to transform into the next person that I'm becoming. And that's who I'm becoming now. And so now that's where Rockin' Health is evolving even further and faster with that. And also where, you know, now we have a TV show, we're doing the breakthroughs, we're doing all these different things and taking people on these journeys so that they can break through what's keeping them small so they can learn to start playing big.
That is absolutely amazing. And I'm sorry for your loss, but it's an incredible story in the sense that you're able to turn that tragedy into success and just your ability to help others, you know, find solutions and greatly appreciated about that. As we begin, you know, I want to encourage our viewers to consider this question, you know, what is poor health actually costing your business? And it never really shows up in a financial statement. You know, in this first segment, we're going to explore the connections between health, productivity, and business performance. And Dr. Raquel, why do so many successful professionals sacrifice their health while pursuing career growth?
Well, the things I'm learning and the things I'm understanding, even from my own perspective of I did the similar thing. I wanted to build my career, and society has it where we are rewarded when we work harder, faster, better, right? So I was doing that because I had this drive to do better and to be successful. But when you do that, there was a sacrifice. I wasn't keeping myself in like a balance. I was focused only on one thing, and therefore I didn't pay attention to my health. So my health took a dive, which is another reason I had to dive more into the rock and health, the functional medicine, into the breakthroughs, is because I was so focused on one thing that my brain wasn't allowing me to look at other things. And so what happens when people are still doing that, they're so focused on that reward, that center where we admire people who work and push hard, and they work 15-hour days and they work 16-hour days, and we seem to think that you have to work all these hours, where in reality we can actually completely shift it. Again, this is a mind frame. We have to reset that. And so people also think, well, money doesn't grow on trees. Again, that's a limiting belief. There's also a limiting belief, I have to work harder, I have to push harder to actually achieve anything, because we're taught in order to achieve anything, you have to work hard in long hours. But that's the old belief pattern. The thing is, I think there's a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. There's so many different things that we can even do now. And it's like, you have to like allow your brain to expand. It's just like what they told you, once upon a time, a person couldn't run a 4-minute mile. They did it. They do it in less than 4 minutes. Again, that's breaking and opening up your brain to a whole different capacity of how your body and mind can work. It's about working smarter, not harder and longer, but smarter. And making sure, if you don't take care of your health and you don't have the energy. So think about this question. If you were to wake up in the morning and you had an abundance of energy, what would you do?
Right. No, it's a great question. I think, you know, what happens, at least in my experience, Dr. Raquel, is, you know, when you're talking about company culture, many of them don't really promote a lot of self-help and self-health. You know, most of it is about striving. There's a culture about defining success built on financial success. I like what you're saying, though, because you're trying to find that fine balance between finances and health. And, you know, I would love to hear your experience with how you deal with some of these people that come to you, some of your clients that are maybe facing burnout or stress or fatigue. What do you tell them?
Well, it's similar to what I had to work on for myself. I had to take a look at, okay, if I keep going this way in 5 years from now, I might not be here, because I am just burning myself out and I can't get, you know, you can go to the doctor and try and keep getting more meds so you can keep pushing, but eventually your body isn't going to keep going. You have to stop. You have to look inside yourself and ask yourself, what do I need? What do I need? What does my body need support with? And for me, I had to shift my hours. I had to shift how the entire business ran. I had to look at from the inside out of my business, how it was going to support me, not me supporting the business. And so I had to completely shift that. And so when I work with people, I have to get them to open up the possibilities. You have to break through this limiting belief of I have to work harder, I have to push harder, that I have to work 16, 17 hour days, that I'm not allowed to rest, that resting is for the weak and stuff like that. You have to break through that mental barrier and allow them to actually heal, because there's usually at the root of a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of shame, guilt, fear, anger, frustration. And those beliefs or those feelings create dis-ease and disharmony in the body. So first you want to break through so that you can get the learning, so that you can start to be like, oh, well, if I didn't push and I've just aligned myself and figured out my values, aligned my action with my values, I would actually be able to go further and take inspired action and actually build it from my passion, my dream, my belief, my heart. When you do that, things shift completely. When you realize what was holding you back, and then you realign everything and you take aligned action, things work a lot smoother, you get a lot more done, and you learn to communicate with your staff and your people, and they're there to help you when you allow them to. And if you allow people to help you, that's huge.
I love what you said about, you know, staff and, you know, like the relationship with managers, especially those managers that really push for performance. What would you tell maybe one of these managers, you know, as they're managing their workforce to really consider more work-life balance, maybe taking time out to really focus on your health? I mean, what would you advise maybe a manager that's looking to do that for their employees?
Well, I think when you set up the right culture and the right ideas, and you, as a manager, talk to your employees and say, okay, instead of taking sick care, because what I'll find is people will be like, well, I'm just going to take a sick day. But then it's always about sick. And so your mind is always focused on the sick. Let's take health, wellness days, build that in so that people feel supported. When you, as a manager, ask your staff, how may I support you? How can I help you? They feel safe. They feel like they can ask because you're going to support them. And then guess what? It goes right around. They're going to ask, how can I help you? How can I support you? And when you create a team that goes around and asks each other how to build each other up, that's a completely different ball game. And then if you also take it where maybe you take days, maybe you take your staff and you're like, hey, we're going to go to a spa, or we're going to do this, or I'm going to buy you a gift to go and take care of your, you know, a health day. People respect that and they respect you. So it becomes this big like cycle of they're going to feel safe. They're going to feel respect. They're going to give that right back to you. You're going to feel safe and respected. You're going to get better work because now you're supporting them. But the other thing is you want to get the values. You want to make sure the people who are working with you are aligned with the values of the business. You have to look at all the values, because say you have somebody that has a value that they really want to like move further in their career, and they want to use their brain and do something more, but they're in a position that doesn't allow that. And if you elicit that values and you bring somebody in that can look and look at those values, then you can make sure that they're getting in the right spot, or you give them the opportunity to use their brain in a way that supports them and gives them that, maybe it's a little bit of an entrepreneurial thing. It just helps them. So I think when you align your values, that makes a huge difference too.
I love what you said about values and aligning those. And I think many business owners focus on optimizing systems, you know, and neglecting the system that actually drives everything, which is themselves, and maybe setting those values. But we'll be right back to discuss energy, performance, and sustainable success.
We'll be right back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television. And we're back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television.
Great. Well, welcome back. We're back here with Dr. Raquel Yarrow. And entrepreneurs often think of success in terms of revenue, profit, growth metrics, but long-term performance requires something even more valuable, which is consistent energy. Dr. Raquel, why should entrepreneurs think about energy as a business asset?
Well, one, if you don't have energy, you're not going to be productive. You're going to be tired. You're going to be fatigued. You're going to have brain fog. You're not going to be creative. You're not going to get inspired. You're not going to do any of that. So when you actually have energy, you have the energy. Your brain starts to be creative. You're on top of things. You can think straight. You have clarity of where you want to go. You have that energy, that the physical energy to actually want to maybe exercise and allow your body to heal and to be in a better state so that you can actually be a better business owner or manager or an employee or whatever position that you're in. So when you have energy, there's a lot of things that shift and change. It also gives you the energy to have time for your family. Because if you spend all your energy at the office and you come home and you have nothing left for your family, that's not going to work either. So, and it also energy for maybe spiritualness or religion, or, you know, energy for exercise, fitness, fun, activities. So when you take the time to allow your body to heal, so maybe balancing your hormones, helping your gut heal, giving your body the liver, giving your system the ability to actually heal and clear itself out, you will start to feel better. So now your performance at work goes up, but you're also your performance as a human being and as a family person or whatever it is, if you want to be, whatever you want to do, maybe you want to travel, you want to have adventures in life. You know, this is all about becoming who you want to be. What do you want to be? And if you had all the energy in the world, what would you do? If you woke up every morning and you had energy, what would you do? What would you get accomplished? What would it feel like to have your brain on fire all the time, like being able to do whatever you want to do?
I can totally appreciate that, because I think I'm at the other end of the spectrum, you know, spending long nights and early mornings, you know, trying to get work done, trying to be efficient. But I noticed that over time, you know, during the day, my productivity definitely goes down. I can feel it. You know, I'm getting older, and, you know, it's just harder to do that. I appreciate what you're saying about finding ways to increase energy. And I'm just curious, you know, what kinds of habits actually create the biggest gains in terms of energy and focus and mental clarity?
Well, based on something that you were saying, you said that you get up early in the morning and you stay up late at night and you're doing all these things. Again, are you giving yourself time to sleep? Are you giving yourself quality sleep? There's now sleep peptides out there that actually help your body get into a deeper state of sleep so that you actually recover. Because a lot of times people don't get into that deep sleep, and that'll make a huge difference. So even getting some peptides in your body, and that's becoming the new thing anyways nowadays, is all the different peptides out there, right? So some other hacks that I learned, this is from Darren Hardy. I took a productivity hack, and he would talk about, like, put your productivity hat on, whatever the area you're going to go into, and you do 90 minute segments. So this is again about, like, you're going hard, but you got to learn to rest and recover. So you do 90 minutes on one thing only, and you set a timer. And when that timer goes off, the hat comes off and you take 20 minutes to rest, recover, get your eyes away from the screen, give yourself a break, look around, kind of relax, go eat, go take a walk, get back in nature. And then you can set up your next 90 minute segment. You actually become way more productive. You get more done because you're focusing on one single thing and you're setting a timer. And when that timer goes off, you stop. It is insane. Like, if you do that only 4 times a day, right, there's your 4-hour work week or 4-hour day, but you become so productive. So I used to always tell my staff, I'm like, I'm going to hang my little thing outside my door. I'm going into my productivity hour. Do not disturb me. I turn off all silencing things, and they knew when I was doing that I was in productivity mode. They learned, I told them, you are to do the same thing. When you guys need to focus on something, you put the note on the door, you change all those things down, you don't get distracted by all the emails, everybody wanting your attention, because when that happens, you lose your attention. So they say that, like, say you get distracted, it takes about 11 minutes to get you back into focus. So if you answer every call and every complaint and everybody walks by your door and you distract yourself constantly, it takes you 11 minutes to get back into the work you were doing. So instead of doing that, close your door, put your productivity hat on, the one thing you're going to focus on, and you just focus on that and get it done. Set your timer, turn off all email notifications, all of that. You're focusing on one thing. And if your hour is about email, well, then you have your email. You spend 90 minutes. You focus just on emails, responding to emails. When it's done, it's done. And you learn to be very productive doing that. And that's what I do. I go in and I set my 90-minute segments. Now, I've also worked with a lot of other, like, people who, like, it's all about, like, improving your brain, like leveling up your brain. And so as you level up your brain, as you get healthier, you can level up your brain. So instead of 90-minute segments, maybe you have a 3-hour project you have to work on. You're going to be able to do that as you level up your brain, as you get your body healthy, as you allow the hormones to balance, as you get your gut healthy, as you get your micronutrient status up, as you're not eating foods that inflame your body, you're going to be so much more productive because you can think clear. And those 90 minutes can turn into 3 hours. And next thing you know is you're in that flow. You know that flow state where you're just there and you're like, time disappears? That's flow state. When your brain and your body is working, you can just keep going, 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 going. But don't forget to set the timer. The timer is important because when you set that timer, you're done. You get away. So if you do a 3-hour, then you're done for probably an hour. Okay? You might be done for the day, but you did one thing focused.
I like that because I used to be a former multitasker, but I believe in what you're saying because that, you know, single focus on a task. And, you know, one thing I learned too is when you're setting up your calendar, you need to set up actually empty space to think. You know, it's not about always doing all the time. You need time to think, time to strategize, time to reflect on your business. So having that empty space in your calendar is one of the biggest, you know, opportunities for growing your business and really thinking through it strategically. I don't know, have you had much experience in terms of like how maybe people are suffering from some of these mental or maybe health issues, how they can actually maybe set up their calendar a little bit more effectively to take advantage of these 90-minute types of stretches there?
Absolutely. So first, I always tell my clients, you got to think about your big rocks. So I don't know if you guys have heard the story, you have the jar and you put your big rocks. Those are the things that mean the most important to you. You put those in first. And then you put the medium rocks, the medium things, the medium sized stuff, the things that need, you put those in. And then the last thing is all the little things, the sand that you put in. So what I always tell people is we need to figure out what your biggest rocks are. What is so most important to you? And again, that's knowing your values. You need to know your values. So if you want to be productive at work, I hope health is one of your priorities, one of your values, because if you don't have your health, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to be successful. You're not going to have money. You're not going to have your life. You have to have money to have health too. So you got to have your values set up and you got to think, okay, well, health is one of my big rocks. So that's one of the three big rocks you put in there. So that means every day you got to set up some time for your health. So that's like setting that gap period. And that gap might be, okay, at the beginning of the morning, at the end of the morning, I just take time. Maybe it's to breathe. Maybe it's just to do some jumping jacks. Maybe it's just to take a 10-minute walk. So you got to figure out what it is that you want to do. And then maybe your second big rock, I mean, especially when you're running a business, is all about the business, the money, the finances, the sales, right? Well, in order to succeed, you got to have sales. So your big next big rock might be, okay, well, now you're going to set time aside. Specifically, how do you get sales? How do you get creative thinking of ways of sales? Maybe you have to make phone calls. Maybe you have to email. Maybe you have to do those things. So you set that big time block, right?
Sure.
And then maybe your third thing is family. Okay, well, make sure you set the family time block in there, right? So that you know that, hey, from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. is family time. Or maybe you have different things. Maybe it's just an hour. One is with the kids. One is with your significant other. You set those. And then you filter in all those other little things. But you always set the big time gaps so you know what's important to you. And it doesn't have to be big time gaps. You're just setting time aside. And when you do it that way and you layer your day and you really get still and you set even an hour, just an hour a day to just think and dream about what you want and who you want to be and where you want to take your business or your life. And then you just get clear because that's almost like a meditation, just sitting there thinking and just breathing about what you want to create. And when you take that, then you can get better ideas. You allow that time for your body to just decompress and be still and allow that to happen. I don't know if that answered your question, but I mean, that's kind of how I put stuff in. It's like, I protect my mornings and my nights with they're like my bookends. You know, there are my times where I go into myself and I take time for me. I also make sure I take time for walking morning and night to move my body. And then I make sure that in between there, I'm making sure I'm eating healthy. I'm making sure I'm giving myself time for creativity. I'm making sure that I schedule my week ahead of time so I know where things have to go. Because if you plan ahead, you're going to know where you can filter other things in, or else you're going to learn the power of no. You have to know your boundaries. You have to know the power of no. Because if you say yes to everything else, you're saying no to yourself. And if you have your whole calendar put together for the week, you know if you have time to fit something in or not. And if you don't, it's a no. And then decide what part of the rocks it is. Big, small, or really small.
I love that. I really love that because I think what you're talking about is, you know, setting boundaries and, you know, really including your health along with your wealth as, you know, partners basically for your overall person. And I think that makes a lot of sense. So I appreciate that. Now, just as, you know, businesses are requiring capital to grow, leaders require energy to perform. And without it, even the greatest strategies become difficult to execute. After the break, we'll discuss mindset, limiting beliefs, and the connection between personal growth and business growth.
We'll be right back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television. And we're back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television.
Welcome back to Money Gurus. I'm continuing my conversation with Dr. Raquel Yarrow. And now we're discussing a factor that impacts every entrepreneur, and that's their mindset. many business challenges are purely operational or financial. They are often connected with beliefs, habits, internal patterns that affect decision-making and performance. So growth requires more than strategy. It requires addressing the internal barriers that prevent leaders from really reaching their potential. Dr. Raquel, what limiting beliefs are most common with professionals that keep them stuck?
Oh, such a good question. So a lot of limiting beliefs that people have is that they aren't good enough. They don't know enough. They have to keep making it better before it's allowed to be seen because they don't want to show up as someone who's not perfect. There's also the people pleaser, like they have to make sure that everybody else is happy at the expense of themselves. Some other ones are even like just the financial, like we've talked about earlier. Money doesn't grow on trees, or I don't have enough money for that, or you can't have this. And some of these beliefs have stemmed from when we were ages 0 to 7. So what happens is we pick up things. We might have heard somebody say something and we assume that might be our reality. And so we pick up all these little different things that go on, and then those become our perception. So perception is projection, correct? So as we put out and perceive what we're seeing, then we're perceiving what we think is really truly happening. So if you don't think you're good enough, or if you're people pleasing, then what happens is you're living your life for everybody else. And that's one thing I try to work at, especially around the breakthrough that I try and help people with, is a lot of times they're people pleasing. They're always trying to do everything for everybody else, and they lose their own voice. And they think that they're not good enough to have their own voice. They're told to be quiet, or, you know, stay in the background, go the way that we told you to go. Just like we were talking earlier, like sometimes people, like we hear from our teachers, from our parents, from family and friends or whatever, oh, you should be a doctor. Oh, you should do this. Oh, you should do that. You should do this. And we are like, oh, okay. And you hear it enough. So you start to think, oh yeah, yeah, I should do that. But then once you get out there, you realize, life has happened. I've had different things happen to me. I might want to choose something differently. But when you're so stuck in people pleasing, you're too scared to take the action, to take that change and become who you want to be. You don't act from your authentic true self. So many people are afraid to be who they truly are. And the thing is we're all amazing. And when you really think about it, I mean, if you go around somebody, do you really want them to always like be people pleasing you and making you happy and doing everything to make you happy? I mean, first of all, they're always going to fail at that because nobody can ever really truly make you happy unless you do. The other concept too is it takes a lot of pressure off you if you realize I wasn't put on earth to make that person happy. The only person I can make happy is me. And if I act from my authentic self, when I am authentically me, when I act from who I truly am, then other people get to meet me and they get to experience me. And guess what? Then we get to share life together and experience it instead of always you trying to make sure everybody else is happy, because nobody really wants, like, I guess it's kind of like a lap dog. You don't really want that. You want somebody to have fun with, right? Not just like, oh, whatever you want. Yeah, yeah. No, whatever you want. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yo, you choose. And it's like, dude, tell me what you want too. I want to create life together, not just everything I want. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's also about like having that power to just, and it is, it's about gaining your power back. Stepping into who you are truly meant to be. And if you chose a profession or a career that doesn't light you up anymore, you might need to think about that. Get aligned with your values. What's important to you? Who have you become? Who are you? What does your soul need you to do? And choose from there. And then make, and then choose to do that. Take a little small step towards it. It doesn't have to be gigantic. Just do one little small action, one little small step. Take one, you know, like we were talking about our week. Well, in your week, put 1 hour in there where you're going to do that one thing that makes, that really lights you up, that makes you happy.
I like it.
That's a whole huge different thing, right?
Truly, truly is. And, you know, like what I find though is even in my situation, like some of these limited beliefs I've grown up with and I've had them throughout my life. How quickly, you know, through coaching and training, how quickly could actually I become unstuck? Let's say I am that people pleaser and I've been a people pleaser for the last 40 years. how quickly can I actually make that change?
Okay, so it doesn't take long to make the change. I mean, within probably 10 minutes, we can kind of get your learnings around that.
Wow.
And then, but then it's going back into those containers or into those worlds and shifting who you truly are and acting from that. So then that's where, when I help people do those shifts, then I always do the follow-ups, because there's things that as you go along, you fall back into old habits. You begin to forget what you had just learned. So then we have to remind you what you just relearned and how to take those right actions. So then we make sure we put actionable steps that go forward. So you're always acting on those. So you're building your confidence up. It's just like you're slowly doing that, building that up after you've had the breakthrough. Then we just got to build the confidence one step at a time and keep you going. I've been working on myself while just doing these major breakthroughs in the last year. And when you go into your containers, so like we go into like groups and you go into your containers and people have these big breakthroughs and they feel really safe in your containers. Just like when you go to like maybe a seminar and you learn all your stuff in your little container, you're learning all this stuff, but then you got to go back out and apply it. That's where you got to really like make sure that you are more clear. So you want to have those steps, those action steps, those things that you're going to have like the follow-ups. So some people, like, that's where you need that coaching. You need the person who's going to hold you accountable to help you remember who you're becoming and who you want to be and helping you get to there. And if, say, you all of a sudden, as you're going along, what happens is sometimes you get another part of you that doesn't believe that you can do it, or you find, or you discover another limiting belief. Well, now you got to break through that. There's always these little stepping stones to get to where you go. It's just an evolution. It's a journey. It's not like wham bam, you're here. It's an evolutionist journey. I mean, throughout the time I keep doing different breakthroughs and I'm like, oh, I have a next aha moment, a next one. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. I mean, I have them almost every day now. It's just like something comes up and I'm like, check in with myself. What's going on? What do I need to pay attention to? What's truly at the root of why I feel that? So there's maybe a fear, there's some kind of a belief, or there's something I just need to check in versus checking out. So when we check out, we usually try to numb ourselves from something, or we try not to feel something, or we overeat or overdrink, or, you know, overexercise or overdo something. We run and avoid stuff. But when you check in and just give yourself that space to check in and just say, where am I feeling this? What do I feel? What do I need to do to support myself? And then what do I need to do to forgive this and move on? And when you check in, your body, your mind will tell you exactly what you need. You just got to learn to listen.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I'm curious, you know, as you're checking in, you know, like, how does like mindset, you know, getting the right mindset influence, you know, your health outcome at the end of the day?
Well, mindset, there can be the mindset that you have to go, 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 go. Then you're probably not going to stop and check in because you've got the mindset of go, 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 go. But if you have the mindset, I'm willing and ready to shift and change, and I want to become the better version of myself, like maybe one degree each day, then you're going to learn to stop and pause. You're going to create those moments throughout the day of the pause. You're going to shift that mindset. You're just going to reframe what you're saying. So if you say, I'm always broke, okay, well, now you're talking from a state of lack, and that's a mindset, right?
Sure.
So then you have to be like, you know what? I am learning new creative ways to earn money. Or in reality, no, I'm not really broke. I really do have a few dollars. Or, you know, how much have I been given throughout my life? How many times have somebody given things to me? Or when you go to the grocery store and get a discount, that's you getting money. That's you. You have to see different little things that add up. You know, how much has people helped? I mean, do you have any children?
I do. I do have children. Yes.
Perfect. And I'm sure you take care of their roof, you know, their housing, you take care of their food and stuff like that. So sometimes as adults, we forget how much we've been taken care of even by our parents or by other people in our life. So you want to have that state of gratitude. Go back and start thinking of all the beautiful things that have happened to you in your life. You know, I get it. Not everybody's had a lot of beautiful things, but if you have, focus on the good things. Look back. I was given a roof over my house, I was given a roof, or, you know, I was a house. I had a house to grow up in. I had, you know, parents that loved me and cared for me. I had this, I had that, or, you know, people help me here, or I had this amazing person over here that did this for me. And when you start to do that, or then you'd start to think, well, hey, I have eyes to see. I have a mouth that talks. I can breathe. I can smell. I'm alive. I'm above ground. I get to create my own life. We're an amazing person. We have an amazing brain. You can create life the way you want it. You just got to choose one thought better than the last, and then look around you and be thankful of everything that you see around you. Even if it's like the birds you hear, the blue sky, be thankful that you get to hear it and see it. You get to experience God's creation, right?
I love it. I love it. You know, it's interesting because I had a colleague who used to maintain a gratitude journal just to remind herself about, you know, the all the wonderful things you have in life and you should appreciate it. And it's amazing. Like over time, as I, you know, as I got to know her and interacted with her more, her whole attitude really shifted. You know, she stopped being one-dimensional, only about business, only ambitious about making money. She started looking at the big picture, and I even understood her willing to give back, you know, to people was incredible. You know, she started doing more charitable work and other things that really complemented her business, and she just became an overall better person.
Yeah, one of
So,
the greatest ways to build your business, to build your finances, is give back.
yes.
Because that's telling the universe that I'm abundant, I can give, and I know I can receive.
Agree. And I think that's the greatest transformation. It often begins internally before it becomes visibly externally. We'll take one final break and return to discuss sustainable success and building a life that supports long-term achievement.
We'll be right back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television. And we're back with more financial insights, strategy, and tools to help build a more profitable business. This is Money Gurus on Now Media Television.
Hi, welcome back. Stay connected to Money Gurus and every Now Media TV favorite streaming worldwide. As we conclude today's conversation with Dr. Raquel Yarrow, I want to focus on sustainability. Too many professionals build successful careers while sacrificing their health, relationships, and quality of life. The goal is not simply success, but sustainable success. Dr. Raquel, what does sustainable success look like from a health and performance perspective?
Well, I guess that kind of touches on a lot of everything else that we've been working on and talking about. Sustainable success is going to come into, again, the big rocks, but making sure that you put your health first. Because if you don't have your health, you're not going to have wealth. When you have your health, you're going to feel unstoppable. So the first thing is make sure that you're paying attention to your body. So here's some of my things. If you were me, or if I were you, however that goes. But anyways, things I would do is I would find a functional medicine practitioner who believes in whole wellness care. And most, pretty much all functional medicine practitioners do, because we look at numbers from a very different perspective. I would make sure that I at least run my functional blood work. So if you want to take care of wellness care, I would run my functional blood work so that you are proactive in your health. I would run your micronutrient tests to find out what nutrients are inside your cells and in your serum. Plus, I would run a food sensitivity test, because you need to know what foods you're being sensitive to so you don't eat those and create ill health. I would at least start with those three and then go from there for other things if you have to dive deeper. But when you're looking at trying to maintain optimal wellness health, and say you're already in good shape, you're already in good health, but you just want to do that preventative maintenance, I would say at least once a year you should run those as your preventative maintenance and then deal with the functional medicine practitioner suggests you do. You might need to do a little bit of a cleanup of the program. You might need to add a little different support because your micronutrient status might be off, because stress and performing at the levels that you want to perform at in business-wise will deplete your nutrients. And if you're not putting those back into your body, then you're not going to be able to utilize those, and eventually your body's going to wear down. But if you don't test it, you don't even know which nutrients you need to put in to begin with. Instead of guessing, just test. Those are some pretty easy things to just start doing, because then you can take decisive action every year on basically what you need to do. Now, if you already have your health where it's kind of going down the tubes and it's not, you know, you're not in that like maintenance kind of like good level area, because that's more of a maintenance type thing, then I would suggest, well, okay, we might need to look at some hormones in there. We might need to look at the gut system. We might need to look at toxins that you're being exposed to. All of those are really good. those could be part of the maintenance part too, if you truly want it to, because then you're always going to be proactive. Do you have all of a sudden exposure to mold or a chemical toxin or a heavy metal? Is there something going off in your gut that you need to be aware of? If is your microbiome not in balance? Are your hormones not in balance? You know, what's going on with your thyroid, with your cortisol, with your estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. When you know all of that kind of different stuff and you can put your whole body together so you can create a whole health plan, that makes a whole different ball game. So then you can actually operate at a higher level and you don't have to have the stress of worrying about your body going down because you already know you're taking proactive steps to actually increase your health, which then is going to increase your wealth and it's just going to overflow into your family. It's going to allow you to look at life in a completely different way.
I like it. And I love the way you mapped it all out. So, somebody like me can take inventory of all my health issues and, look at different opportunities to improve it. Along those same lines, more on the big picture side, I know one of the things you offer is something called breakthrough coaching. Could you give us kind of an idea of what that's all about and who that helps?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things to do is the breakthrough coaching. So breakthrough coaching is can be for many different people. So I have it for people who are shifting careers, people who are looking at like their health is going down the tubes, people who have a completely different shift and change. Maybe they're empty nesters, maybe a spouse has passed away, or they've lost a child, or there's been a loss of parent, or something's changing in their life, or they're, like we talked earlier, people are hitting their ceilings or they're hitting walls and they can't figure out why they can't move forward in life. So what the breakthrough coaching is about, it's about finding out what, first we want to dive into the body or into the mind and figure out what's going on, what's holding you back, what do you want? We're going to look at your values and make sure your values are in alignment with where you're going. And then we're going to look at the biggest emotions that hold you back. And we're going to start clearing through those and getting those learnings and allowing your body to process that. Because anger, frustration, fear, guilt, sadness, hurt, pain, all that creates dis-ease in the body and allows your body to stay stuck. And when you clear those, all of a sudden you feel lighter. You feel like all of a sudden you can see clear. It's like finally things are making sense in your life again. And then you start looking at the belief systems, your belief patterns. What has, you know, based on where you want to go, what is stopping you from achieving that? You know, it could be in relationship, it could be in money, it can be in career, it can be in family, it can be in health. So a lot of this is also like New German medicine, it's psychosomatic. So it's about the mind and how the mind goes into and creates dis-ease in the body. It's the same thing if you ever had heard of Louise L. Hay or Abraham and Esther Jerry Hicks, and there's tons of different people, Wayne Dyer, Gabby Bernstein. There's tons of people that talk about a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about. It's all about how what you perceive in the brain will, whatever thought you're thinking, will actually create a symptom in your body. So if you're thinking something negative, like you feel trapped, that might show up as maybe gut issues. Because kind of think about it. You got like, you know, you get the gut feelings and you don't always feel good in your gut about something, and then your gut doesn't feel happy. But yet when you do things that bring you joy, your gut feels happier and healthier. So you'll want to pay attention because your body gives you signs if you're in alignment with where you're going. If something doesn't feel right, you might not want to do that. You got to learn to stop and listen to your body. But so when I'm going through those breakthrough coaching, we're helping the body get in alignment. We're helping the body clear the processes in your brain that's stopping you from allowing to have what you want. Or I've done it even for my own thyroid, done stuff and released it, like me not being able to speak my voice. And so you release that, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can do this now again. You know, and then all of a sudden you start to see your thyroid numbers start to shift and change. It's the same thing. Like we've done pain paradigm with people. I've done some interviews on my breakthrough podcast and the TV show. And you can do a pain paradigm. I took one person through. She had hip bursitis for 12 years.
Wow.
12 years she had hip bursitis and pain, and she would stop living her life because there was times that she wanted to go do something, but she couldn't because it hurt to walk. We did the pain paradigm, and within an hour, she had no pain in her hip.
Wow.
And then
That's
I've
terrific.
kept asking her, and it's almost like it's now it's been about 7, 8 months later, she still has no pain in her hip.
That is incredible. What a story. What a story. Wow.
Yeah. And that's a huge breakthrough. I mean, because she was getting shots in her hip. She's been doing chiropractic. She's been doing all these different things. But when we took the time to do the breakthrough, the pain paradigm, which is about checking in with your body, completely shifted her. And I have that with a lot of different people. We just go in and it's all about, one person, even with her gut issues, she learned that she had to, I don't remember it all completely, but I know she had to learn to actually treat her gut in a completely different way. She had to learn to nourish it. And her body told her how to nourish it. You have all the answers in your head. What I'm helping you do is extract them so you know how to heal. And then we clear all that baggage. So you don't have to hold it anymore. You can be free.
It's very interesting to me because, I keep thinking in the paradigm of traditional medicine, and I find it really lacking when I hear experts like you talking about really doing a complete analysis of the body and looking at it from a more holistic perspective. I mean, do you find that traditional medicine has gaps in terms of being able to provide that sort of same solution?
Yeah. They definitely have the gaps. That's where the functional medicine, that's where the NLP, QTT, QTH, and all the other amazing things. Like now there's sound healing, sound baths. There's salt baths that you can go and lay in. There's the water immersions. There's so many different things out there, red light therapy. So there's people are seeking things because they want to have a choice. They want to choose what's happening to their health. So the traditional medical system, my perception, again, perception's projection, right? My perception is you kind of go in there and they're testing. They have great, they're meant for certain things. They're good. It's just that their labs are so wide range because it's also for sick people. So they're looking to see how sick are you? Do you now have a diagnosis so that they can help give you a drug? They don't necessarily have the things for you when you aren't so sick. That's where the functional medicine and that's where the breakthroughs and all this other stuff comes in, because what this does, because you're not as bad, you can start actually finding healing opportunities to heal. And here's the thing, even if you are that bad, you do have that diagnosis, like you're so far off the scale that you got the diagnosis, you still get to do this stuff because you get to find even more healing opportunities. You just got to realize you got somebody who maybe doesn't have the diagnosis, them going up the hill is a little bit shorter. You already got the diagnosis. You have a little bit of a higher uphill to get to where you want to go, to get to that better side. So you just have to remember where you're going and where you're starting from. And don't judge yourself based on where somebody else is. Everybody has their own story. That's the other limiting belief. We judge ourselves based on what everybody else is doing. If we see somebody else doing something, we think we're not good enough because they have it and we don't. Again, that's that lack mentality. But don't judge yourself based on somebody else's chapter, because they might be in chapter 31 and you're in chapter 1.
Makes sense. And if you had to advise and give advice to entrepreneurs who maybe feel successful on paper but are exhausted or stressed in reality, what would you tell them?
Well, one, I would definitely say pause, take a breath, check in with yourself. Then I would say, look and evaluate your life. What is draining you? What doesn't fill you up? And then what does fill you up? What do you want to do? And sometimes when we're so depleted, we can't even think about what would fill us up. So that's when I would definitely say, go get yourself a coach. You can get the functional, go to a functional medicine, get a health coach. You can stop in at my health site, rockinhealth.com. And I work with people virtually and in person or whatever. So I'm here to help guide you. We can do the functional medicine part. We can do the breakthroughs. We can start doing that. But there's also other people around the world that do that. So first, find a coach. Find a functional medicine person. Start with one thing. Maybe pick up a book. You can always, we talk about in this now media TV, there's so many amazing episodes here on this TV programs and all the stuff that you've got going on. Start absorbing this stuff up. Listen to YouTube, listen to podcasts. But honestly, get a coach. That's one of the biggest things. When you hear any of the people that have gone way to the top and they really take care of their health and their life, they get a coach. And it's not just one coach. They usually have multiple coaches from probably different areas. They have a health coach, they got a life coach, they've got the money coach, they got this coach. Get a coach. Get a guide. Get a mentor. Get somebody to guide you. You aren't meant to do life alone. You're not a hermit. It's about sharing and having a community of like-minded people that help elevate you up, right?
Absolutely.
So I would say, check out my website. I'm here to help you. I'm here to do different things. If it resonates with you to work with me, I'm here for you. Rockinhealth.com. Feel free to reach out to me. I've got lots of different opportunities and ways that you can work with me. And you can always just schedule a free clarity call with me too. It's 30 minutes. We take time and we just talk about, what do you got going on? What do we need to do? What's your next best step? Where do you need to go?
That's terrific. Dr. Raquel, if you can just give that website one more time.
Yeah, is this Rockin Health, R-O-C-K-Y-N, health.com. And Rockin is because it's my nickname is Rocky and my maiden last name was Neves. And my license plate was always Rocky N and people just call me Rockin. And so I just made my health coaching thing Rockin Health. That sounds like fun. That's so me.
I love it. Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your insights on health, mindset, performance, and sustainable success. At Money Gurus, we believe wealth extends beyond the financial statements, because the most profitable business strategy in the world means very little if you don't have the health, energy, and clarity to enjoy the results. I'm Harsh Shadov. Thank you for watching Money Gurus.